NRA vows to sue California for passing Glock gun ban. The National Rifle Association vowed to sue California after Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law on October 10 a ban on the sale of one of the most popular gun brands in the state. California's Assembly Bill 1127 doesn't name Glock incorporated in the legislation but directly applies to the company's firearms by prohibiting the sale of semi-automatic handguns that can be easily converted to fully automatic. That ban covers models, such as Glocks, that use a cruciform trigger bar. The ban, which will go into effect on July 1, 2026, applies to several pistols but will have an outsized effect on Glocks. John Comerford, NRA Institute for Legislative Action Executive Director, stated the gun rights group would file litigation against Newsom's decision, calling it a violation of civil rights. "Our message to Governor Newsom is simple, we will see you in court," Comerford said in a statement. Gavin Newsom and his gang of progressive politicians in California are continuing their crusade against constitutional rights. Once again, they are attempting to violate landmark Supreme Court decisions and disarm law-abiding citizens by banning some of the most commonly owned handguns in America. This flagrant violation of rights cannot, and will not, go unchecked. Former Vice President Kamala Harris, a California resident and former Attorney General of the state, was the most recent high-profile person to admit to owning a Glock when she revealed the information in October 2024 while running for president. "I have a Glock and I've had it for quite some time. My background is in law enforcement, so there you go," Harris said during an interview, adding she had fired it at a shooting range. The Gun Owners of California organization, a statewide Second Amendment rights group, also promised litigation over the law. Gavin Newsom just signed AB 1127, banning the most popular handgun in America, and the same one Kamala Harris bragged about carrying. "You couldn't make this hypocrisy up if you tried." Lawsuit time, again, the group wrote on Facebook hours after Newsom signed the measure. The law, authored by Assembly members Jesse Gabriel and Catherine Stefani, both Democrats, allows the state to fine anyone selling, transferring, delivering, or offering the firearms up to $1,000 for a first offense and up to $5,000 and suspension or revocation of a dealer's license for a second offense. It also allows for a dealer to be cited with a misdemeanor and mandatory revocation for a third offense. The bill does not apply to police, sheriff's departments, marshal's offices, district attorneys, highway patrol, justice or corrections departments, or military or naval forces in the state. "The increased prevalence of automatic weapons across the nation is deeply concerning," the bill's author stated in a legislative analysis. The new law will seek to protect communities from mass shootings and gun violence by preventing the easy conversions, they stated. Vet Voice Foundation, which supported the bill, said that what it regards as do-it-yourself machine guns are a growing threat to public safety. Fully automatic machine guns have been illegal under federal and state law for decades, but they can be made at home by attaching a tiny piece of plastic commonly known as a Glock switch to a convertible pistol, the group stated in the legislative analysis. Glock has known about this problem for years, but has not taken responsibility for its easily convertible products and instead has refused to take serious action to fix its design. The California chapters of Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action, both members of Every Town for Gun Safety, applauded Newsom's decision to sign the bill, saying he and lawmakers are putting the safety of California communities above gun industry profits. "For decades, reckless gun makers have profited off our tragedies. Today, California forces these gun makers to decide, fix your pistols or don't sell in this state," the group stated in a social media post.